This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Bombshell.
I'm retiring for good.
The inside story behind his farewell tape. When was it really recorded? And where?
Love you all.
And Brady last night. Is Hollywood in his future? Then, Stop That Car. The hero who ran alongside a runaway car. The driver passed out. Look at him go. And Ice Storm Jeep Patrol. The civilian caravan coming to the rescue of stranded motorists. Plus, why are all these guys ringing this nice lady's doorbell?
Men are literally showing up at your door looking for a prostitute.
Wow, are they in for a surprise? Then, Alex Murdoch trial shocker.
Does video prove he was present just minutes before his wife and son were shot dead?
That's huge.
And breaking away. After 19 kids and counting, why this Duggar daughter says she's had enough.
You characterize it as a cult?
Plus, single lady Pamela Anderson, looking for hubby number 6?
I still have a lot of life left.
And a family and a nation in grief. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It didn't spark the reaction it did last time, but football great Tom Brady announced he's retiring from football, and he says it's for good this time. And no sooner had he made that announcement than came the speculation that just maybe the quarterback might get back together with his now ex-wife, supermodel Gisele Bündchen. What are the chances of that? Here's Megan Alexander.
This time, he says he really means it.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point. Right away. I'm retiring. For good.
The greatest quarterback in NFL history choked up as he thanked his supporters.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
His announcement comes off as if he recorded it this morning.
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first, so.
But in reality, it was recorded on another day. How do we know? Brady posted the video at 5 a.m. Eastern time when it's still pitch dark. Notice he's in daylight. We've also learned he made the video in Surfside Beach, Miami. Across the country last night in Los Angeles, he was at the red carpet premiere of his new film, 80 for Brady, starring screen greats Rita Moreno, Sally Field, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda, who play lifelong Patriots fans on a wild trip to the Super Bowl. So, what's next? Brady will join Fox Sports as its lead NFL analyst, and he'll make a staggering $375 million over the next 10 years.
He has this massive TV deal. He has a $300 million TV deal where he's going to be a broadcaster, which is kind of strange because, like, people are not sure how good he would be.
Brady's ex, supermodel Giselle, was photographed last week in Miami modeling swimsuits. Today she posted, wishing you only wonderful things in this new chapter of your life, along with a prayer hands emoji. So, could Giselle and Brady get back together? Not likely. She's said to be breaking her silence about her divorce in a Vanity Fair cover story.
Love you all.
Brady was selected 199th in the sixth round of the NFL draft. He went on to win more games than any player in NFL history, including seven Super Bowls and breaking just about every passing record that exists. It's an act of heroism on the highway. A woman passed out from a medical emergency behind the wheel, and this good Samaritan jumped into action to run alongside the car to try to stop it.
It's a runaway car. The woman behind the wheel is unconscious and veering off the highway right into the guardrail. Enter this guy, sprinting across four lanes of the busy highway, narrowly missing getting hit by a pickup truck. The dude runs alongside the vehicle, desperately trying to open the door so he can get in to stop it. Amazingly, he's able to keep up with the car. Why is he so fast? Turns out Adolfo Molina used to play baseball for the Toronto Blue Jays minor league team. Now he's putting his experience running the bases to really good use.
The car finally stopped after it hit a divider. The woman was transported to a local hospital for treatment. And on the subject of helping other people, check out these guys. They're members of an off-road vehicle club, and they go out with their four-wheel drive Jeeps and trucks to pull stranded motorists out of snow and ice. And with much of the country locked in a deep freeze, they tell Stephen Fabian they have plenty of work.
Here comes the cavalry. They belong to an off-road vehicle club, and they're coming to the rescue of motorists stranded on the ice-slicked highways in Dallas. They lash their Jeeps and trucks together and form a huge caravan.
This is one of the straps that we use. As you can tell, it's pretty dirty.
Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 four-wheelers working together to pull this massive tractor trailer.
You're driving around and you see someone stuck, and it's like, it's the right thing to do, you know, stop and help out.
This guy sure could have used their help. He tried four times to get up the hill before finally giving up.
His fourth attempt thus far has been unsuccessful.
We have people who try to pay us for helping, and we don't take money for it.
Meanwhile, two tamarin monkeys that were stolen from the Dallas Zoo have survived that freezing weather. A tip led police to an abandoned church about a half an hour away where the primates were found inside a closet, shivering, but alive in that 37-degree temperature. The zoo is now offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the monkey thieves. Other news today, can you imagine how frustrating it would be to have stranger after stranger ringing your doorbell at all hours? And even worse, they're there for sex. That is the horror that this 66-year-old lady's been dealing with. And she has no idea who any of these people are. Amber Cogliano reports.
Stranger after stranger, one after another. Why are they walking up to a nice lady's home and ringing the doorbell? They're all uninvited. So, who are these guys?
What can I do for you?
I'm here for Nikki.
For who?
For the past 9 months, Elaine White has been inundated with total strangers showing up at her front door in Plano, Texas.
There was a gentleman sitting on my bench out front with a six-pack of Miller Lite, a six-pack of Bud, and six-pack of Heineken, and a bottle of whiskey.
Why are they here? Turns out they think Elaine's house is the best little whorehouse in Texas, just like the famous Dolly Parton movie.
That's a good wheel and maybe one small thrill, but there's nothing dirty going on.
Men are literally showing up at your door looking for a prostitute.
That is correct. My address had been given out on a sex website that men go to, and they pay for sex by Venmo, and then they give them an address. And it's mine, and then they come here.
I was supposed to meet someone here.
For drugs or sex?
Second one.
You have to be scared. Strange men showing up at your door.
Don't be scared. Be prepared. And that's what I started doing.
You can say that again. Elaine is so agitated about the men coming to her door, she's arming herself with a pistol.
4-inch barrel. It is loaded. and I will use it the next time they come here.
She's also posted warning signs across her lawn, and the police department put up security cameras on the street. But when the warnings don't work, gutsy Elaine has another way to send them running.
Get off my front porch.
No arrests have been made. Elaine's now working with law enforcement to try to figure out who posted her address and get it taken down from those sex sites. Turning now to the Alex Murdaugh trial, a dramatic moment in court today as the once prominent attorney burst into tears as prosecutors played a video they say proves that he was at the scene of the crime when his wife and son were murdered.
Tears run down accused killer Alex Murdaugh's face as prosecutors play a video that could seal his fate. It's from his son's cell phone, and prosecutors say it proves he was with his wife Maggie and Paul at their hunting lodge just minutes before they were shot dead. They claim it establishes Murdaugh's presence at the murder scene.
What we hear in this video is what the prosecutors want this jury to know. Three voices. Paul's voice, Maggie's voice, and then a third voice they say is Alex Murdaugh's voice.
The video was sent to Paul's friend, Rogan Gibson, who testified today that one of the voices on the tape is Murdaugh.
And what voices did you hear?
Paul's, Miss Maggie, Miss Taylor.
If indeed that is Alex Murdaugh's voice, it places him there within 3 or 4 minutes of when prosecutors say both Paul and Maggie are murdered. So that's huge.
The jury was also shown the last text message Alex Murdaugh sent to his wife.
The text says, "Call me, babe."
Murdaugh sent the "call me, babe" text to his wife Maggie that fateful night after 5 phone calls to her went unanswered. But prosecutors say Murdaugh already knew his wife had been slain at his own hands, and he was trying to establish an alibi that could be blown out of the water by this video.
Murdaugh has pled not guilty. He says he had nothing to do with the murders. He faces up to life in prison without parole and a minimum of 30 years behind bars if he's found guilty. Mourners came together today in Memphis to say a final farewell to Tyre Nichols. He was beaten to death by 5 police officers. But there was drama before the funeral began as severe weather delayed the services.
The nation is mourning today as Tyre Nichols' funeral is televised live. His death at the hands of Memphis police officers horrified the country, but today was a celebration of life. His family solemnly entered the sanctuary, and the celebration choir lifted their voices in song. The start of the funeral was held up for more than 2 hours due to the ice storm sweeping across America. Vice President Kamala Harris's plane was also delayed. She sat with the family, embracing Tyre's mother, Ro Vaughn.
Mothers around the world, when their babies are born, pray to God when they hold that child, that that body and that life will be safe for the rest of his life.
Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
I know what I saw on the tape, and the tape speaks for itself. They never asked this man for his license, never asked for the car registration, snatched him out of the car, and began beating him.
Tyre Nichols' family joined Sharpton in the pulpit.
Tyre was a beautiful person. And for this to happen to him is just unimaginable.
Many mourners say they choose to focus on Tyre Nichols' life and his accomplishments rather than the horrifying police body cam footage that was released just less than a week ago. We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Next, breaking away after 19 kids and counting. Why this Duggar daughter says she's had enough.
You characterize it as a cult?
Plus, single lady Pamela Anderson looking for hubby number 6.
I still have a lot of life left.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back. This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
How safe are you when you get a massage? Next, Inside Edition.
We're not taking any chances. I'll be fully clothed underneath this bathrobe.
What happened when this guy, who had his massage license revoked, came to Lisa Guerrero's hotel room? Then, Gunther.
This is the richest dog in the world.
Really? Worth $400 million? Really?
I work for the dog.
The new expose. Next, Inside Edition.
She was one of the children on the reality show 19 Kids and Counting that was canceled when the eldest brother, Josh Duggar, was convicted on child pornography charges. Now, Ginger Duggar has written a tell-all book, and she describes her family as cult-like. She talked with Stephen Fabian.
Ginger Duggar was one of the 19 kids and counting who grew up on TV.
This is the story of my family.
Now she likens her childhood to a cult.
It wasn't until I got older I started to look back on those years and realize that it was based in fear. Those teachings were based in fear, manipulation, control, and superstition.
Fear of what?
Fear of God coming down on me and waiting to get me at any turn.
Would you characterize it as a cult?
I would say it was cult-like in nature.
Ginger is now 29 and married with two children and lives in LA. Her just-published memoir, Becoming Free Indeed, is already a bestseller.
It is the most terrifying thing I've ever done because all of my friends and many of my loved ones are still in this community.
She says her husband, Jeremy Volo, had to fill out a 50-page questionnaire just to get permission to date her with chaperones. She was also not allowed to watch movies. Her first was, get this.
Good morning!
Morning!
The Truman Show, about a man who doesn't know his life's a reality show.
Ginger
is the sixth oldest of the 19 Duggar children. She says she still FaceTimes with her family, but she has not spoken to her brother Josh in years. He is now serving 12 years in federal prison on child pornography charges.
My heart just breaks for the victims and their families.
Though estranged from her jailed brother, Ginger Duggar says she does keep in touch with his ex-wife and their children. We'll be back with more Inside Edition after this.
Still to come, single lady Pamela Anderson, looking for hubby number 6?
I still have a lot of life left.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs,
a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
After five husbands, Pamela Anderson tells Jimmy Kimmel she has not given up on marriage.
Please welcome Pamela Anderson.
It's late night Pamela Anderson revealing to Jimmy Kimmel she's open to finding husband number six.
Do you think you'll ever get married again?
Oh, God, what a crazy question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, yeah. You want to get married again?
Well, I hope so. I don't know. I still have a lot of life left.
She sure does. At 55, she's still striking sexy poses, like this just-released nude photo shoot for Interview Magazine, where she's only wearing heels and really long hair extensions.
Have you ever met Mike Lindell from My Pillow?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, you're going to find out next.
Oh, no. Also on Kimmel, the MyPillow guy and notorious conspiracy theorist Mike Lindell, who still insists Donald Trump won the election. In what must have been a TV first, he was interviewed inside a claw machine.
I told Mike he's welcome on the show if he agreed to do the interview from inside a Dave and Buster's claw machine. And guess what? There he is, the MyPillow man.
And it's Adele in tears at her Vegas concert.
I wish you could see what I can see.
So what had her so emotional? See that guy with his phone? He's desperately trying to show Adele a picture of his late wife.
I think that's his wife on his phone, and I don't think she's here. And it just really moved me.
Adele broke down.
I'm so sorry for you.
Wow, that's so sweet. And here's some big news for Beyonce fans. Today, the singer announced that she's going on her first world tour in 5 years. That'll be to support her new album, Renaissance. The tour will kick off in May in Stockholm, ends in September in New Orleans. Tickets have not gone on sale yet for the U.S. dates, but you can bet they're going to sell out fast when they do. When we come back, a really big surprise in the middle of the school recital. Finally today, she was singing with her classmates at the school concert, and then this happened.
Keep your eye on the cute kid in the second row.
We have a reception for you here back in the gym.
Suddenly, the 9-year-old spots someone in the audience. She sprints off the stage and runs into the arms of her mother, who's been serving in Kuwait for 9 months. The crowd gives them a standing ovation. Welcome home, Mom.
And Mom says that moment left her with a big ball of emotions. We can see why. That's Inside Edition. Thank you for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.